This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars, we're back. Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving episode. It feels turkey-like. My white daughter's late. We got a full house in here, though. A lot of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. The way I like it. I like a little stew. A nice stew of ethnicities. Karen?
Stews for poor people.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Karen Fian, banned from the stand.
Banned from the stand.
Happy to be here.
You do spots here, right?
Yeah, all the time.
We can put John. John's right here. He's a GM, so we can put him on a hot seat
if they
ain't giving you spots.
I'm actually listed as the most hilarious comic in New York City, so it'd be weird if he hadn't.
Nobody wrote that anywhere, though. It's never been written.
It's on my arm.
Welcome back, Nick.
Hi.
You Irish bastard.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Nimesh.
Hi, I'm Nimesh.
Introduce yourself to the people. See, Nimesh is real funny actor.
I don't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
I think the food is terrible.
Yeah?
And that's where I'm going to lead this conversation.
What? Do you really? You don't like Thanksgiving food? Who don't like Thanksgiving food? What a foreign thing to say. What
I throw it up, but I still like it.
Thanksgiving is not for brown people.
Oh, we got to build that wall. We got to build the wall if you don't like cranberry sauce.
That's serious.
Wet out the cranberry is disgusting.
You got to do it out the can.
Homemade either way.
They show you.
The can.
That, what's that, ocean spray? They step on those cranberries and then they just put them in a fucking
can. That's
made
with the townie's blessing.
How do you think that wine is made? Didn't you see the old episode of Lucy when they were stepping on the grapes?
Yeah, but the alcohol kills the germs.
That's what you think, huh?
Cranberry sauce and germ-eating mother.
Dre?
Hey, my name is Adrian Coix. Comedian. Coix. Adrian? Adrian. Adrian.
Adrian.
He said it all
foreign. Don't waste your brain. Yeah, I always have to say Adrian. Anyway.
Because you say it so fast and foreign, people can't pick up on it.
Yeah, you don't really give us a chance to say it your way. Because then I tried and you were like, that was close. It's like, well then.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Do you want to try again? Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. Do you want to try again?
I just fucking crushed it again.
Hey, where are you from now, Adrian?
Argentina. Buenos Aires.
Boo.
Oh, good food.
Fucking boo.
Hot man.
Shut up already.
Hot man.
Awful.
Wicked hot
men
guys.
And descendants of Nazis.
Yeah.
Not only that, but it's
winners.
A lot of descendants of Nazis down there.
Yes.
It's awful what they did with the Falkland Islands and the fucking British military.
To us.
Yeah, no, to them. I was on their
what
side.
What are you talking
about? If I had a British person here, I would be like this. It was fucked up what they did to y'all. But I got you, so I'm gonna go ahead and attack your side.
Well, we still don't have the fucking islands, so there you go.
They still have them?
It's pronounced Falkland Islands.
Falkland Islands.
It's called Malvinas, motherfucker. We cannot agree in the fucking name.
They still have it? The British still have, like, the English?
Yeah, but what is a surprise? This is empire. You know, they occupy shit and then you have to fight for it.
Fight for it to get it back.
Yeah.
I thought they at least got it back. I thought Argentina got it back.
Yeah,
for
like, don't
20
you guys
days.
Root for your soccer
for
20 team?
For 20 whole days.
For the amount of days that the ships they took to arrive to the island.
Oh, shit. As soon as they arrived, they kicked ass?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, now, yeah.
You can't fight
that
month.
It was a war of 2 months.
Two-month war.
Yeah.
You weren't born. You weren't born.
No.
But
they were kids.
Because I started talking like, you weren't born.
Like, they were fighting professional soldiers against 18-year-olds.
Yeah. What, your pops? Did your pops fight or your uncles or somebody?
No. It clearly were at 18, not now, but before in Argentina, you were forced to go to military service or something like that. So they sent all the 18-year-olds.
It was mandatory military.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they didn't send
all
real soldiers.
Men and women?
Yeah. No women. Fatties.
No women.
Women, they weren't forced to do the military service.
But they could volunteer, or how did that work?
Women, I don't think so.
See, or you
question.
See the South American, like, women, they cannot do what we do.
I can't go to war. Wow. You fucking idiot.
You're supposed to be on the side of women's rights. And
let's go get our fucking legs shut up. You guys are retarded.
Well, if you cannot vote, it's fine that you cannot go to war.
Who cannot vote?
Women can't vote in Argentina.
Women can vote.
I wouldn't do anything because the guys there are so hot. I don't give a shit. I'm like, whatever, chain me to your radiator, shit in my mouth. I don't care.
That was a big leap.
That was a big leap. There's no middle ground.
I know how they do it.
She went straight from radiator to shit in mouth.
Just want to make it clear up front.
Sure, something comes between that. And did you start a comedy in awful Argentina? That can't be the truth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They laugh?
No, but they started but there.
They can't vote. They don't have a choice.
How many, like, is a comedy, what town you grew up in?
Buenos Aires.
Now, you grew up in Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Or outside of Buenos Aires?
No, in the middle of Buenos Aires.
In the middle?
Yeah.
What high school you go to?
Mariano Acosta High School.
Okay, no, it's cool. I know the school.
What's your set?
No, I know that school.
How do you know that school?
I mean, I grew up in Buenos Aires.
No, you didn't.
I grew up right there.
You grew up on 168th Street.
No, I was in a Star Troopers movie, and my whole family got killed in Buenos Aires. Remember that scene?
No.
Star Troopers. Thank you. I don't know shit.
I know it.
But America apparently had taken over Buenos Aires in that movie.
Okay.
But yeah, so you started comedy there. A comedy club there. It was just like a comedy club here. What is it like?
Well,
what
in fact, there were all alternative spaces. For example, my first show was under, how do you call these places where you can use computers by the hour? And
Starbucks.
Yes, if you want. But, so they had a basement.
It's an internet cafe.
Yeah, exactly. Cafe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
They are ignorant. So basically they had a...
Now, people got to realize that internet cafes in other countries is a big deal.
Right.
Like, when I go to Europe, it's packed in an internet cafe. I'm like, who wants to sit all day? It's not work, but yeah. So this is like a busy place. Yeah, That's why they wanted to do a show there.
No. They had a comedy club downstairs. A comedy club with stage and chairs and all of that. And they were doing that on the weekends.
Okay.
So
and
basically,
it
was okay. It wasn't,
Are you the only one who made it out of there?
No.
What other comedians from?
I was one of the first comedians. This is a new scene, so I was one of the first to have an hour show in what it would be the Broadway of Buenos Aires.
Okay.
But now you can go, you can have TV shows, you have many, there are some places that they are comedy clubs now. In the past, we didn't have comedy clubs.
Right.
Theaters performing as comedy clubs or bars. Or
Sherrod, you really brought us the best.
No, I really went, this is fascinating to me.
How long you been doing comedy?
In English, 5 years. Uh-huh. And
I say in English, not yet. Race wars.
I'm trying, Sherrod. I'm trying very, very hard.
When I first saw him, I thought it was...
What?
No,
now you go fast from that 70s show and he murdered you.
I was like, I thought it was Pete Lee trying to do a bad accent.
Pete Lee, that's hilarious. He got some Pete in his face. 5 years America, so...
And 5 years, yeah, in the States, and then two more in Spanish, so 7, 8 altogether.
Yeah. Now, Namesh, where'd you grow up?
Jersey. Born and raised 40
where
minutes.
Where in Jersey?
Parsippany.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know it.
Good God almighty. And what high school did you go to?
Parsippany Hills.
There's a lot of white kids in there?
Yeah, a lot of white kids, mad Indians.
Mad Indians. Did y'all have the numbers?
Yeah, we had.
Y'all had the numbers to fight back?
Oh, of course, dude. You could not talk shit to Indian people because we had every kind, too. There was like suburbanites, and then there was like kids who were just like... Parents came like yesterday,
right?
And they had their own clique, but you couldn't talk shit about them because they did not give. They were wily ass dudes.
Really?
Yeah, it was the best.
Like the newer guys were the more wily.
Yeah, no, they weren't wily, but you couldn't talk shit to them because they wouldn't take it.
Right?
They'd be like, "Who the fuck are you?" And there'd be like 40 of them. So what the hell could you say to them?
They clicked together.
Yeah, that's how you safety in numbers.
So was it more internal Indian beef in the school than
no,
it was?
No, there was never a beef in the school. But I remember growing up as a kid, because Jersey is so packed full of Indians, I would go to like Indian parties and there would be just Indian fights all the time. And it'd be the goofiest fights.
I heard their fights are really colorful.
Yeah, dude, just a bunch of shirt people wearing express shirts. Like dip gelled out, you know? Just trying to fight. It was so goofy, dude. I was part of a few of them, you know?
Now, did you only date Indian girls and what? How did it work out
in high school? For sure. In high school, it was just because.
Why? Did you feel pushback?
No, it's just like that's all you know. Like, you don't even think to date other people. It's just, but you're just, I think for me at least, I was just attracted to Indian girls at the time. And I was just like, oh, this just, and like, I dated a few. I think my first girlfriend, I was like 16.
Right.
She was an Indian chick.
Was she a cousin? I know how you people get down sometimes.
No, not at all.
How can you tell?
You have a baby, and if it comes out how you don't want it, I guess we fucked up.
But you're 16, and what happened now?
And that was my first girlfriend. She was 16, we were 16. My second girlfriend was Indian. My third was Indian. Then it started dating white girls until...
Here's the stories
until
now.
Until comedy.
Yeah, so you started dating anybody other than Indian or just white girls?
No, anybody other than Indian.
Okay.
After college. That's when that happened.
After college?
Yeah.
Jesus. Like,
because dating is so much about like proximity and like who's around
that's
you.
True.
And it's just like, that was my world. And then I never was just like, I would hit on white women all the time or black women or whatever. But
right.
On the internet or out loud?
Like in bars and shit. Okay. And it just never, it would pan out from time to time, like make out or whatever. But it was never like, let's pursue this.
Right. Oh.
But that's just because I was just making out with a girl, not like I want to date.
Right.
But then after college, when I entered comedy, it was like, okay, now there's like a whole world of people out there.
More opportunity.
Open.
Yeah, it's
just gorgeous. Like,
well, there's no Indian comedy groupies. They don't just hang out and like.
They do
they
now.
No, they're hardcore. Not about him. No, I've seen those chicks. They know the dances.
Now they hang out.
No, they out there now. I think they out there.
Yeah, because we're on the come up.
On the fucking come up.
You had a couple hiccups.
Yeah, a few hiccups.
And when did you start comedy? Did you start in Jers?
I started, my first mic was at Stress Factory.
What your Indian parents said about some, they was like this, nigga, you better get in that medical school for
that,
you. Smack the shit out of you.
Verbatim, verbatim.
Nigga, you better get back in there, motherfucker.
No, man, I graduated with a finance degree from NYU, and then I did not get a job the way I wanted, the way I thought I would.
Right.
And then a year later, I started comedy. I hit like a mic in... New Brunswick, New Jersey at Stress Factory.
Okay.
I remember like Nimesh was one of the first Indian comics I saw use the N-word. And I remember just thinking
I know.
And I remember
nothing gives you that right.
I remember thinking, oh, they get everything.
I think it was at one point I was doing a bit about like how we can or can't say it.
Right.
And it was just like my dad's been shot at by black people. So I feel like I always felt like I had the right to say it, but
wait a minute, hold the fuck up! Wait one goddamn second. So that would give you a right to say it because he got shot at.
It's inherited
by one black person.
Yes.
So all black people could be niggas because one dude shot at your father.
Yes.
And you ain't gonna say what your father was doing. Probably taking his property.
He was probably doing some N-word shit.
Yeah.
And your father was just minding his business, running his 7-Eleven, and then a black dude.
His liquor store.
Run his liquor store?
Liquor store.
That ain't a black white. That's a fucking a robbery thing.
No, it was in Irvington, New Jersey.
Right at the block. That's pretty black.
That shit was tough.
It is. It sounds so cute.
Why wasn't your father behind the bulletproof glass that he definitely had in his store?
No, he didn't. That was his thing was like.
Let me finish laughing. It was like 9 inches thick of fucking Kevlar glass.
It's just like a little sleek and get the bottle through. No, it was his thing was like. Like if you have that glass up, it like it's like a almost an insult to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And so he never put it up. And then
how was those bullets was an insult to him, wasn't it?
the last robbery when he quit was when like a bunch of like I guess two guys came in and like pulled him over the counter.
Oh boy!
And like put a gun to his head and they were just like, "Give us the fucking money." And then he was like, "All right, well I'm out."
The last robbery? How many robberies?
I think like 3 or 4.
Damn!
But like,
that's
like,
a hero. That's hot.
Your father really loved y'all niggas. Put worked, up with that man. Shit.
Well, in Argentina, he was robbed many times.
What?
Many times, like more than three. My father used to have a pharmacy.
And that's why he says the N-word too.
I wanted to reach that point where I wanted to zero to be pissed.
Well, your father owned the pharmacy and he used to rob him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have robbed your father too. The Adderalls be.
Yeah. Sometimes I was in charge of the pharmacy and they were robbing me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what you
with a gun.
How old were you? Teenager?
Yeah, the thing is my father had many.
Did y'all not have heat behind the look, I owned a clothing store in Maryland. I had two guns behind the fucking counter.
We
I was in college.
Oh shit.
But we had heat. Because the neighborhood, it was nice people in the neighborhood, but it was some not nice people.
Well, yeah. we had me, because I had kind of a radar to see the guys that were going to steal from us.
Radar.
So basically, where it was someone.
You're following black people around the fucking store.
Well,
we don't have white black people in Buenos Aires. But anyway.
Well, stop seeming so happy about it. What the fuck was that? It's one thing to read stats, but.
Yeah. So, anyway, they didn't fit the profile that you will say that they were a thief. I mean, they were the closest, that the whitest that they were, the shortest, the hair it was, those guys that are coming to steal from
you. You knew they were coming to steal.
Yeah.
So what?
The rule is no one will try to pull a gun to you in the street. Always they want to keep everyone inside the business. So when I was seeing someone, I was immediately going to the door and saying hi to them.
Right.
Like, hello, how are you guys? And they were confused, and I was in the street, and they won't steal from you. But sometimes I couldn't do it. I had one guy that I was like, hello, not so fast. And he pulled the gun immediately in front of me.
And what did he take?
I had to go back and say, where's the money? He's like,
when he took money and drugs?
Money, drugs, they didn't. My father told
fools,
me stories.
What idiots.
Yeah.
You can take it all, you dummies.
My father told me stories that he had people like taking shits in front of a pharmacy because they were addicts and they were taking the drugs in front of him.
Yeah. They would shit themselves right there?
Well, that's how they claim their pharmacy.
This is my blood.
Was that
I know.
A Yelp review?
Not that I know. Rite Aid, 14th Street.
Karen's like, oh, that's
101. 101 of hijacking pharmacy. In Buenos Aires.
Your father still has his pharmacy?
No, he passed. That's why sometimes I was in charge of the thing, because he was having surgeries or shit.
Right. And what about your pops? He gave up the business after the last robbery?
Yeah, then now he just works at a store in like close to upstate New York, or close to the border of New York and New Jersey.
Oh, the border of New York and New Jersey. Your parents still in Jersey?
Yeah.
How many siblings you got?
Just a younger sister.
And what does she do?
She's in law school.
Exactly.
She's doing all
right. She's the child your parents always wanted.
Yeah, I mean, they fucked up on me.
Yeah. Does she tease you sometimes? Like, you ain't as Indian as we want.
No.
Turn your Indian up, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Quite often, but she's doing all right.
And how much older are you than her?
I'm 4 years old. She's 28.
28 years old.
Yeah.
Karen got a bunch of siblings she don't give a fuck about.
Hey.
Really?
No, I love my sister.
What about your brother?
Just shade my brother. No, he's fine.
And you going up to Cape Cod
or
whatever?
Yeah, my mom had surgery today on her back.
Yeah.
She gets like surgery every winter. It's like a good time. My dad ruined last Thanksgiving. She's ruining this one.
Come on now. It's your mother's back.
Yeah.
She gave birth to you.
I know. I'm like, why isn't your back as strong as mine?
That was a whore joke. You guys don't understand whore jokes? She was saying to her mother, hey, I'm a whore. How come your back, what I came out of, is not as strong as your whore daughter's back?
And my mom's like, I know.
she can knows. Hear you through those walls.
She does.
You've been banging since high school, one bedroom away.
Yep.
Parents know.
Yep.
Your parents ever catch you masturbating, Nash?
No. But they did catch me. My
fucking?
No. My mom once like walked in while I was like watching porn, but I wasn't. I was just like, "Oh, let's see what's out."
Right.
And she's like, "Why are you watching this? What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh,
oh,
oh!"
First of all, your mother's dead wrong for shaming you like that
over
porn, because it probably fucking scarred you.
Dude, I remember though.
Did you drop the lotion and the napkins?
Like, what is she supposed to do? Like, just, ooh, my favorite. Sit down next to him. Like,
she came
what,
in. It's like, oh, that's where the lotion went.
Right. Yeah.
Now, what were you masturbating to? I know you don't watch fucking Indian porn, nigga. So you was in there jerking off to everybody when you was just dating Indian girls.
It was lesbian porn. I remember it distinctly because I was like, oh, this shit is wild.
Sweet, sweet lesbian porn.
Speaking of lesbian porn.
Speaking of lesbian porn, here's my white daughter.
Hi, how are you?
Gorgeous.
Hey guys, let's talk about sex.
All right,
good sex.
Listening.
I mean, I'm talking about real good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Now, okay. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work.
Wait, what?
That's right. It's the first chewable Viagra, Cialis type of situation.
So Bluetooth. I know they work. Wait, when can you take them?
Oh, you can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach.
Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Oh, yeah, and opportunities do arise, so you want to be ready for that. Now, Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door, and in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in a pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness.
Unless you choose to put it there.
And right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use a special promo code RACEWARS. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code RACEWARS, and try it for free.
BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them so much for sponsoring RACEWARS.
Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code RACEWARS. Try it for free, man.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
Oh, yes. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for supporting the podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank you.
We thank you.
My daughter's private school thanks you, too.
I personally thank you. Get it? I thank you.
Blue Chew for life. Let's get back to your mother. I mean, back to the porn you had. Were you watching? So it was lesbian porn. Not Indians.
No.
Hi. Oh, my God. Do you not check your teeth?
You feel warm. No.
Hi. I'm Karen.
Hey.
Okay. Karen,
this
if you
is Arjen. What?
That sounds.
What is?
Off.
What are you? Arjen. Arjen.
Okay, I would
He's
go
from on. Argentina.
Arjen.
We've met, I think.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, y'all met before. Yeah.
You okay. Guys. Yeah. Cool. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
We're in the middle of a story, white daughter.
Oh, man, sorry, you guys are all dead to me. I was buzzing for like 5 minutes.
Now, lesbian porn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did that make you more attracted? So you were attracted to other kind of girls.
Oh, of course.
But you just didn't have the range to.
I didn't even have the range, or just like the. I don't know. I didn't even have the thought to be like, oh, these white girls will be interested in this Indian dude.
Right.
Because most of us aren't.
Yeah, you're not.
So you knew us.
Wait. What are you saying? Most white.
So you'd met us before.
This is high school.
Ah. They just wasn't into it. They wasn't biting.
It's just being a pragmatic dater.
I'm sure you saw one or two in a school. You was like, okay.
I saw a lot in the school. I was like,
hot as shit.
Yeah, but maybe I'm underselling it or not saying it right. I just didn't think I had the approach to go up.
Right.
There's no commonality to be like, oh, what's good, Andrea.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wait, isn't that your girlfriend's name now?
It's Amy.
Ah, damn it. I feel like
close.
A dick.
That's close.
Yeah. I've met her a bunch of times. I'm an asshole.
You ever date an Indian dude, Karen?
I don't think so.
Asian at all? Any kind of Asian?
Yeah. I was in love with this Japanese kid.
Oh!
Shoichi. Gorgeous.
Wait a minute. Is this a real story?
Yeah, he was Japanese. We worked together at Sushi Samba. We used to fuck in the sake fridge downstairs.
Wait, Jesus. Okay. And you used to fuck in the sake fridge.
And in the coat check.
Okay.
And then they put cameras in there because of us, and we kept fucking.
Kept fucking! That's the shit I want to talk about!
Yo, you hate Thanksgiving? John just said you hate Thanksgiving. He made it a point to come over here and whisper to me that you hate Thanksgiving.
Oh, Karen, you gotta stay focused, Karen.
What's happening?
Karen,
why do you
stay
hate it?
Focused.
I don't like Thanksgiving food.
How are we gonna go from him hating turkey from her getting fucked by a Japanese dude in a
fucking. Oh, I missed that. That
Jesus,
wasn't the time
you
to bring
focus?
That up.
Let's get back to this Japanese cock he was,
He loved.
Was he a tall dude?
No. Okay. He was probably like 5'7".
Was
five,
he acrobatic?
Eight. He was athletic. Hmm.
Okay.
He rollerbladed, worked out a lot.
He was gay.
I'm picturing the guy in Ocean's 11.
He can fit into pipes and shit. We need you to go down an elevator shaft.
Oh my God, he's
parkour and do a fucking elevator shaft.
What are you doing now? I'm filming a movie.
Holy shit. Was that your first and only Asian?
Shoichi. I'm trying to think. Another Asian. Yeah, I think that was my only
Asian. Shoichi. That's his first name?
Shoichi. Yeah, we used to call him Shogun. What was his last name? I don't know. Right. We had Japanese exchange students growing up, but I was
eight. Was he circumcised or uncircumcised?
Uncircumcised.
Mm,
he
gross.
Was aerodynamic. Old Navy turtleneck shop. He was clean as a whistle. He was like... hairless like a koi fish.
Did he have a giant bush?
His dick could swim in ice water.
Yeah, he had a good, they do, right?
He had a good sized bush. Also, thick head of hair on it.
Wait, he had a bush like a
They're bookended. They're like smooth as a seal, but with like a thick head of hair and a bush.
They're like those books that you teach kids about how animals feel.
It's like, what is that, suede?
It's like shark skin when you go the right direction.
They had like a thick ass samurai ponytail too. That was just like, felt like it was like worth money.
Did you grab it? Did you hold on to him when he was doing whatever you did to him?
Yeah, we had great fucking sex.
Now, what was his game?
Top 10.
Did y'all ever fuck in a bed or just always at the
Yeah, we fucked in his girlfriend's bed. We fucked in my boyfriend's bed.
Oh,
we were in love.
Oh boy.
It's called being in love.
We were in love for like 6 months.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
And that was your first and only.
Yeah, I'm open to him though. Definitely open to it. I see some hot Asians. Yeah. I see him out there.
Well, they just started getting hot recently. We talked about this the other day on Race Wars.
Yeah. They fucked.
They just started getting.
Did you know they're
like
allowed
the dudes,
to fuck now?
The men, the women, always been hot.
Oh yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. The girls have us like fucking crushed. Asian women, it's just like even fucking Esther Koo, I want to punch in the face next time I see her. She's tweeting, "Oral sex is better to give than receive," and it's like,
she's
this
a good girl.
Asian bitch.
It's a lot from you, honey. That was the whole problem with Asian men, though, was that they were being lumped in with the women. It's like, oh, they're also feminine and delicate.
Right.
But now they're allowed. We're allowed to. They're allowed to fuck them.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I said.
Why
one
did
reason.
That happen?
I don't.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Crazy Rich Asians.
No.
Shut
up.
Just that.
I think we just started having. I think with like social
media,
with like social media and like just like independent film and shit like that, you have more access to people talking about themselves instead of other people talking about them.
Honestly,
so,
I think
you know
it started with Lost. Remember Lost? And they
he
were like
hot.
The hot Asian, and people were like, "Ooh, what me? I have feelings." It started with that.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this Asian personal trainer in Canada named Mike Chan. I just fucking stare at videos every morning. I'm like,
Mike Chan.
I'm gonna wake up.
He's Canadian and Asian.
Well, that's great. He's an Asian.
And still, somehow, he's arousing you.
Hey. Listen, I'm what they call a good time girl.
Anytime girl. I think, like, Bruce Lee, one of his, one reason why he was a big star, not because he was a great fighter and actor and all that, but he was a masculine Asian.
Right.
He got to be a masculine dude. He was nobody looked at him like, oh, Asian dude, fucking. He's like, that's Bruce Lee. He kicks ass. So everybody, men and women, looked at him differently. And that's why I think he was one of the first sex symbols in America as far as Asians.
I'm too young.
You don't remember that.
I'm so young.
There's those like underground hot, sexy Asian movies, though. I forget who friggin' directed them. It's probably like John Woo or something like that.
Oh, with Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee's dead, too.
No, like really, like they were like in like subtitles or whatever, but they were like real hot, real sexy. You
don't know
like,
the names of them?
No.
Brandon Lee died shooting a movie.
died shooting a movie.
Apparently,
all right, what about
apparently he took the gun that had blanks in it and was making a joke and said, "This one's for me," and put it to his head, but it still explodes the blank.
Oh, really?
And
somebody did that to him.
That's how Brandon Lee died.
I believe somebody murdered him.
Shit. Well, that's it. That's
it's
a
always
theory.
A mystery because they said the same thing.
Yeah.
They said the same thing about Bruce.
Bruce
is saying,
But
they were assassinated.
Yeah.
They were too powerful. What?
What they were saying is that Bruce Lee was CIA, and that was he was killed by the Chinese government.
He was like that Asian James Bond.
Yeah, they just like you know people just thought a lot of fucking dumb stories.
I don't know.
We all know what killed Bruce Lee.
What?
That beating he took from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You don't walk away from a 7-foot kick. That's internal bleeding.
That shit hit him a few weeks later.
Kareem.
You look at his x-ray, it's just a footprint.
Oh my God.
Kill the nigga. Karen, you never dated outside your race. Why?
I've never really dated in my race, if you consider Jews a race.
You did date a cousin, though, so that's still
no,
good.
I would have loved to, though.
You tried to.
It was my dream, but I could not make it happen.
Now, Matt's trying to play it off like he never dated a cousin. He know his people get down with that.
Also, you must have like billions of cousins you don't know about.
Yes, I do have billions of cousins I don't know about.
I mean, it's got to be a couple cousins in a hood you don't know.
I just think like on a few like Bollywood music video sets or whatever, like some shit fucking went down.
I don't doubt it in the slightest.
You know?
Yeah.
Good what about
them.
You, Adrian? What? How many cousins down there in South America you was humping on, nigga? You know y'all do it too.
Well, in fact, I had cousins that I didn't know they existed, and they were here in Jersey. And that was my first play to stay here when I came like 5 years ago.
Oh, you just found out?
Long Branch. Yeah, we met each other, and my crazy cousin went there. Yeah, you can come to my house for 6 months. And his wife was like, "Are you fucking?"
That's a good fucking cousin.
And I went there. And now they are family. We are very close family. Mm.
You stayed with them. You didn't. You
no,
never.
No, now, no. At that moment, yes, I was in Long Branch, so yeah. I was commuting to a city. I was performing here. Was coming maybe 4 times a week, right. And sorry, it was guys. 90 minutes away. Yeah. So,
round
yeah,
trip?
Each way. New Jersey Transit.
Lordy.
To, Allenhurst.
And how did you meet these cousins?
I knew that they existed.
Right.
And in my first trip to New York, I didn't meet them. And at some moment, it happened. It was like, let's have dinner. And it was like,
yeah, you'd be the worst kind of cousin for me. Can I stay with you for 6 months?
Yes.
What? Oh, you got to bounce? Oh, okay, Nimesh. Yeah, we'll do something about plugs. Nimesh got to bounce, yeah. Plug it up, Nimesh.
Yeah,
Nimesh, you
get plugs in, baby.
Yeah.
November 30th, I'll be at UCB East running my hour.
Boom!
Come by. Good. It'll be a good time.
What time's the show?
10:30 p.m. at Gentrify.
Oh, there we go. I'll try to come through there.
Come. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, thanks good for coming on the show. We got to have you back soon.
Please.
We got to come back soon.
I'm coming back. I'm promising on air. Then I'm coming.
All right.
All right. Thank you guys.
We got the audio.
He's got to talk shit about Thanksgiving all the time. I mean, he's got to defend that a little bit.
Turkey, dog.
Come on now. That's the most un-American thing. That's why he ain't getting no white girls in Jersey. Butcher Box. Oh, what's Butcher Box?
What is it?
Oh, Butcher Box delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef.
What?
Yeah, free-range organic chicken and heritage bred pork. I don't even know what heritage bread pork is, but it sounds good.
None of us even need to know.
The incredible quality of ButcherBox meats starts with a commitment to raising animals humanely and free of antibiotics and hormones.
Okay, here's the thing. Each box comes with at least 8 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individual-sized meals. And you can choose from 5 different box types, either all beef, beef and chicken,
that's right.
Beef and pork, or mixed.
I get the mixed box, but that's racially, my personal favorite.
Or custom, and you can choose your own cuts.
Wait, really?
Yep.
And now, how does ButcherBox work, you say? Choose from curated boxes, including a mix of high-quality beef, chicken, and pork, or customize your own box.
Whatever you want. And the meat is frozen at the peak of freshness in individual vacuum-packed, biodegradable packaging, so it's not bad for the whales. And all meat
damn
is delivered
right
to your doorstep of your home.
That's right, right to your doorstep. It's high-quality, healthy protein you can trust. 100% grass-fed and finished, free-range organic chicken.
They're such happy, happy chickens. Heritage breed pork. That means old world pork before they bred out all the fat and flavor and all the other and to make it the other white meat. We hate that.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not white.
Okay.
Meat.
So the Butcher Box bacon is sourced from heritage bred pigs and it's uncured, nitrate free and sugar free.
It's healthy for you.
I mean, it's the best pork. Look, I love pork. I got people from the South, from the Carolinas. We like a good piece of pork. We like some good chicken. We like some good beef.
They love it. They believe in a healthier food system where everybody has access to meats the way nature intended, which means no antibiotics and hormones and humanely raised on open pastures so they're happy and free. And you can cook with a piece of mind knowing you're feeding your family healthy, high quality, happy, content, fulfilled, satisfied meat.
Oh, that's how I describe myself on a date. Each box, you got to remember, each box comes with at least 8 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individual size meals. And you can choose, like Karen said, from 5 different box types. And let's go through that box type again, Karen.
All right, so you can get beef and chicken, all beef, beef and pork, a mixed box or custom box, and you can choose your own cuts of meat. And they carefully curate the finest selection to make it easy to customize your own delivery. You can build your own box to get exactly what you and your family love to eat.
Free $20 off your first box and a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription.
That's a big deal.
Go to butcherbox.com/racewars. That's right, butcherbox.com/racewars and enter racewars at the checkout.
Right, so that's butcherbox.com/racewars and enter racewars at the checkout, RACEWARS at checkout. Go to butcherbox.com right now. Free bacon. Get at it.
Yes, $20 off your first box, baby, and a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription. Go to butcherbox.com/racewars. Butcherbox.com/racewars. Enter Race Wars at the checkout and eat your meat.
Get that meat.
White girls love that.
We love turkey.
You love turkey.
You
love Thanksgiving.
I'm trying to be vegan.
You what? Are?
I try every
Why?
Day.
Why?
I'm vegan so far.
Listen.
Why though?
No, I'm not. I have an egg. Yeah, because I just can't.
You play with food. You do all that.
Ain't Bonnie?
Stuff.
Is Bonnie McFarlane a?
She's vegan, but I'm like,
she's
vegan. It's so hard, Bonnie. I text her. I was so hard. I was like, you don't eat eggs. She's like, oh, I eat eggs. I was like, oh, well, then you're not a vegan. She's like, shut up, vegan. What do you want?
What is it? That you can't eat as a vegan?
It's like dairy, which is like
all dairy
and eggs.
Any kind of egg. It's all
eggs.
Egg,
cheese,
any
milk.
Animal product.
Right.
You have to eat only vegetables and beans
and bread and shit. It's
like, and bread.
Bread is like it's
like and like weird like yogurt made from again beans.
But coconut yogurt's really good.
Coconut yogurt's so fucking good.
It's
living
so fucking
coconut
good.
Yogurt will make you shit like a bank tube.
I don't have that problem. I need to shit less.
Right,
yeah.
You need a tampon.
Yeah.
In your butthole?
In your butthole.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait, so Bonnie doesn't eat what now? Eggs
she
and milk and cheese?
She
and
does eat eggs.
She eats eggs, so she's a...
Liar.
Oh, there's been another shooting, apparently. Did
yeah,
you not hear about that?
In the hospital,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Shoots up a hospital.
Just
yeah.
now?
Man, you know,
yeah.
the liberals are really leaning in if they're reporting Chicago. Wow.
Shooter dead, at least three others wounded, yeah. including police officer at Mercy Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was what, today?
Yeah, he like walked in wearing like all black or whatever, and he was talking to some lady, and then he just started shooting her in the chest, and then she fell, then he shot her more, and then started shooting the place up at random, and people freaked out, and it was an emergency.
Why? Wow. So they don't
the guy died?
I guess so. That's what they're saying. He died. At
the gunman
hospital.
Is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gunman's dead with a
they
shot to the
die.
Head.
They always die. They're such pussies. They always kill themselves.
No, not
no,
always.
I think the police. He like
they got
I
him.
Shot him.
Good. I hope it was
they
like a scene
him.
From Buster Scruggs. Have you seen that movie? It's
no.
Coen Brothers on Netflix. I fell asleep in the middle of it, but
that's a good sell for him.
I like the character. It's like, and then he gets shot in the head.
Are they gun? Is it all this mass shooting going on in Argentina?
No, you are the only guys that do that.
Oh my
Listen,
God.
Don't talk all down
travel,
to us.
Whoa.
I travel a lot. You don't see that often.
Yeah.
In Argentina, we don't have that shit. No, at all.
Yeah.
As far as I remember, never.
Because it's white man shit.
I think so.
Mass shootings is some white man shit.
But they like shoot people up in Mexico and stuff. Like,
yeah, but not.
But Mexico is like going through a thing. Like it's all lawless over there now. We're the
no,
only country.
It's still law
we're
over
the
there.
Only country
it's
like this
like
that does
about.
This. To this standard of living across the board that does this. We're
yeah.
the only ones.
Yeah. It's happened other places. Like Norway had that big shooting at the campsite.
But that was
like
the exception
kids,
that proved the rule.
It was the only time in the history of Norway that
yeah.
that
But
happened.
He did kill 80 people, so he made up for all the times
yeah.
he didn't do.
They averaged
They got
like
good
us.
At it real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he only killed kids.
And he only killed kids. So yeah. I think that's a pretty good start for
Wait,
Norway when it comes
even,
to psychopaths.
I didn't even hear about this.
What?
Yeah, you did. It was
There's
like this like, political
it. It
camp for
ago.
Young people or whatever on this island. They were doing these activities.
When?
It was like a pot.
And
a
he had like
ago.
6 hours
oh,
of shooting at some
oh.
But he went to fucking town
oh,
on these
I
kids.
Remember,
he shot up the
yeah.
whole little island. It was right. like 80
They
or
had to. Right. Some kids jumped in the water, tried to swim away. He was shooting niggas in water.
Yeah.
He had like 4 or 5 hours of just shooting because nobody was there to save the kids.
Nobody has a gun. And they don't have guns over there.
They had no guns.
So it was like nobody to stop him and shoot him.
Nobody there for hours and hours. Yeah. And he just went around looking for people to shoot.
Yeah. Oh, he must have had the best time.
I mean,
and then
for
he's surrendered.
Like, how many
I
video
think they
games?
Dealed, they
That's
deal
how you
really
know he's
well
white, too.
Mm-hmm. He's
surrender.
In jail. He didn't have any time to propaganda or to do anything. Maybe
it's
like,
twisted. It
didn't he write
shit.
Something? Yeah. He like wrote a thing? Or didn't
he wrote, but he could never show it on air.
He couldn't.
Why?
They went
because they were really serious in how to treat the guys. Like, we don't want that this shit is
yeah, don't
want to
get
this
message
we
out
want
there. Right.
To be a hero or
right.
glorified.
Right.
So that
right.
guy will be there.
Firing a copycat.
Yeah.
I mean, it already is.
I think about that you were saying.
We're being perfectly honest. I mean, what a fucking feat.
It's
a psycho.
Let these girls just chatter.
It's a white crime or something like that. That I always think about that.
It is. I talk about it on stage. That's exactly
okay.
what it is. Yeah.
In Argentina, we have other type of crimes.
Man, what we got?
People stealing or
what about
or
kidnapping?
Violent crime.
The thing is, in Argentina, people, the criminals are quite creative. So they invented something that is called, I don't know, maybe you have it here, but it's called Kidnap Express.
Okay.
So basically, they know that you go on to the street and they call your mother and they say, we have Sherrod. We know that he was dressing this way, that way, that way. If in 1 hour you don't give me everything that you have in your house right now, we kill him.
Right.
So she calls you. And they know where you're going to be. So, for example, you went to the movies.
Yeah.
And you don't have reception.
Yeah.
So they will call you. They cannot talk to you.
Yeah.
They send the motorcycle. They take the money, and still is happening right now. And
then a kid comes home like, I just wanted to see a movie. What do you talk about, kidnap?
Exactly.
He don't even know about it.
Exactly. It's exactly like that.
Oh, so it's win-win-win.
Exactly like that. They take the money.
That's
well,
sweet. That is sweet.
I think the old mama, she
and
doesn't
the mom's
want
like,
to
I have to buy all new things. The it's savings. Horrible. Oh,
no, there are people giving up $50,000. Wow. They give up all their savings.
Well, that's
savings.
Too much to put on a gift card.
It's like, well, sometimes you want to kidnap, but you don't have a nice place to keep the person. So you got to take these extremes.
Yeah. It's like when you lose your phone and then you freak out and you like give it a day and then you're like, fuck it, I need a new phone. I can't even, I've looked everywhere. And then you get a new phone, then you find your old phone. All right, but I just need a new phone anyway. When
you don't always have time to Airbnb a safe house when it's time to snatch a nigga.
And also is the thing that if they get caught, is much, if you kidnap someone, maybe you go 10, 20 years to jail. But if you
don't really do it,
3 years.
Oh, see, that's amazing. Because you're not really taking somebody, you're not really kidnapping anybody.
Exactly.
It's just fraud.
And you don't use weapons.
It's attempted kidnapping and you suck at it.
Right. No, it's not that attempted kidnapping.
It's not attempted
the guy
either.
Is there.
You never attempted it.
You're not even trying.
Yeah, you're not even doing it. It's just telephone fraud.
It's just telephone.
It's just like long distance.
Yeah.
They learn from AT&T.
That's so cute. So hungry.
All this talk about kidnapping.
Kidnapping.
Delicious kidnapping.
I would think that would be even bigger. Like, I know Mexico is a real big deal, apparently, right?
Kidnapping to kidnapping? Yeah, that's what I heard. I've never been.
Probably, because you can fit Mexican kids inside each other, too.
That's why they're like Russian
nesting
dolls.
Those are Russian mamushkas, but anyway.
Yeah, that's what I call Mexicans. Little mamushkas. Their faces.
So who was, do you have serial killers? There's got to be some serial killers in Argentina. All those Germans?
No.
Descendants down
there? No. What's going on with you?
I just want to know what's going on in Argentina.
There was a movie about a family.
Here we go.
I think 20 or 30 years ago. I don't know.
It was 12 years.
There was a family. They were the two kids and the mother and the father. They were high class, or they were trying to be high class, but they were involved in that environment, and they were kidnapping rugbyers, or people from high class, and they were killing them after.
Really?
Why killing
them? The whole family was involved?
Because they were known. So once that they saw the faces, they knew who was.
Right, they recognized the voices.
So wait, so the whole family were killing?
Was doing that, yeah. I think it's on Netflix. It's called The Clan. I think I didn't watch it.
And it's a family. It was a family in Argentina.
Yeah,
and it's true.
Yeah.
Is it a documentary? Is it a movie based on events?
What's it?
Is it a documentary?
No,
it's a movie.
No, it's a TV show.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah,
but it's based on a real thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
is it fiction? Sure. Is it based on it, or is it a documentary TV series?
No. It's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's not a fake documentary. Yeah. No.
But it's based on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Argentina. Now, what's the drug of choice down there?
Cocaine.
For is it the
next
coca?
Question.
They like
I
the coca?
Say, coke. Well, you know
weed
that
weed is
people,
still big too, though.
Of course, it's weed and cocaine, but you know that in the north of Argentina,
here we go.
You chew coca.
Oh, you chew it like the leaf. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that, but also that people didn't know is because people are poor.
Yeah.
So when you chew it, your stomach is full.
Yeah.
So you think
those
that you are full, so you don't need to eat.
Right. Mm.
So in
that's
a way,
that's a good diet.
Yeah.
That's a good diet. I'm on that coca leaf diet.
It's a class.
That's vegan as shit. Yes.
They call it the coca
class.
So it gets you high and it makes you feel like you're full.
No, it doesn't get you high.
Oh, it just makes you full.
Yeah. Well, coke helps you also when you go to the mountains, that you go and climb or hike or something.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Now, when was the first time you did drugs in your life? Come on now.
Maybe when I started drama classes, I think.
Always a drama class. They say that's the gateway drug, drama class.
Weed, I think. Yeah.
That might be the title.
But no.
Drama class, gateway drug. How old were you in drama class? Was it in your school or was it like out of school?
No, 20, something like that.
Okay.
19, yeah.
What do your parents do?
My father had a pharmacy and my mother...
Had a pharmacy, right?
Yeah, raised me.
Your mother was a stay-home mom?
Yeah.
They can still do that in Argentina? You don't need two incomes? Ain't that nice?
At that moment, yes. Now I think that everyone wants to work. And
wants to work or gots to work?
Both.
I
personally don't want to work. Not everyone. Yeah,
both, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, here you gots to. Two income. How many siblings is that?
I don't.
You're the only child?
Yeah.
That's why you run around here doing jokes and shit, because your parents are like, whatever you want to do, we believe you. We believe you. I'm better than her, right? I'm better than him.
Well, I had a similar story like Nimesh. I used to work as a lawyer in Argentina.
That's what it is.
And then I did.
What kind of law are you talking? Corporate?
Corporate. Yeah.
You monkey. You fucking monkey.
Yeah.
How long you did that?
Yeah. Some years.
And you took the bar in Buenos Aires?
Yeah.
And you thought that was going to be the rest of your life, didn't you?
I thought that.
And
I thought
that puts fear in your heart?
I like law school was nice for me. I didn't, after it was kind of like...
Was it a breeze? Did you find that it was easy for you? Or
it was easy. I was working really well in a big firm. Yeah. But it wasn't... Like, all my life I did music or acting. I did drama. Then I did some stand-up like by myself. So at some moment I was like, nah, fuck this shit.
Oh my God, you're a parent's nightmare.
Yes.
That is a nightmare for any parent. Yeah, it's you might as well kill yourself. But I knew it, at least you can get some money.
I knew since I was 18, 19, I told them, well, once that I get my degree, I'm out. Like, whatever I decide, like, I know that I owe you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I had great parents, both of them. My mother's still alive. And I was like, I have no degree and I'm out. Right. So I got it at 23 and I worked some years and then I was out.
Now, all your friends that you made in law school and shit like that, do they call you a lucky bastard for getting out or do they say you're a crazy son of a bitch?
I would say I don't, many of the guys
you that don't
I
fuck was with
in,
them no more.
In high school, in high school with, I don't know if they got degrees. So, in a way, yeah, people were think. I think still some people they think that I'm insane for doing what I did. But I don't know. You have only one life. I knew that I wasn't going to be happy, like truly happy, mm-hmm. doing corporate law. You know?
Yeah.
Also, part of your soul goes.
There must have been no one to fuck at that law firm. All I'm hearing is blah blah blah. They were ugly.
Not so much.
No? You couldn't find a nice lawyer, also, bitch, to keep you around the law firm?
I was working in a firm with 300 lawyers and mm-hmm. 300 more, like, normal, nice people.
Jesus.
So,
What firm was this? A huge firm.
Yeah. They're big firms in Latin America.
So you already felt lost in this company, like you were just another slug in there. Yeah, that's probably another soldier. Yes. That's lost in the sauce. It's like, what floor are you on? Nigga, I never saw you before.
I'm just another slug.
So how many fucking partners they have? Like 12 of 20?
40 something. Wow.
Jeez. Yeah. And you just a fucking... Yeah, that's a long fucking fight up.
Okay.
Also, yeah. Yeah, but there, if you work there, you can leave that firm and go anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was like the opposite of being an only child. Yeah, you had like 300
you
siblings.
Could say that.
It sounds like the
like,
Pipe of Marbury.
This shit. I am selfish. Let me be alone.
It's a big jump. It's a big jump.
As the other 299 lawyers, I am selfish. I want to fuck you up. All of you.
That is a lot of fucking...
I could have been a lawyer.
What?
Me too. I could have been whatever I wanted. Yep. I chose this.
As you're staring at yourself at your phone? As you're staring at yourself.
Yep.
What were your other options here, Karen?
Ballerina.
That's right, because the tattoo on your back.
Doctor, lawyer, ballerina.
Okay, so you had three dumb choices?
Yep. And then I went to school for acting, and my mom was like, get a degree, and then you can do whatever. So I just started fucking my hip-hop teacher, and I'm like, this'll do.
What? You know what? The way she says it, I know it's true. But it's still, like, disturbing.
Why is it disturbing?
Because how did you jump from doing what your mother wants you to do to fucking your hip-hop teacher and making everything right?
I got literally hammered every single day.
Okay.
And then,
you did not have a white hip-hop teacher, did you?
No. He was black. His name was Anthony Rue II. I think he still works.
Stop blowing up everybody's government name. This show's going to be in litigation because of this bitch.
He's the love of my life. He's, like, literally the one who got away.
I'm sure he's happy he did. He was like, that was a close one.
We were in love.
Holy shit.
We broke my bunk bed in college.
Oh, yeah, I was fucking on the top bunk or the bottom
yeah,
bunk?
Yeah, the top bunk.
And fell down through?
No, hold on. What was this story?
What? Oh. Okay, yeah, the little thing. All right.
Oh, beautiful. Gorgeous. Yeah. What a perfect transition. Nailed it. Oh, my God. And climax.
What was your bunk bed sex story?
We were fucking on my bunk bed, and we just, like, knocked everything. There was a shelf up there, too, with all little trinkets. I don't think it was any of it. It was mine. We knocked it off. We, like, broke. One of the hinges came off. I'm like, I had to get my super, whatever you call them, RA to fix it.
But did he still finish, though, no matter the
bed? Yeah, he always did. He was so much fun. Yeah. He was so perfect. I was so in love with him. And then I went and visited him in Boston when he was on the road. He was dancing with Mario because he had choreographed his music video.
You can pronounce his name.
Is this a scene from Bring It On, the movie? I think I saw this in Bring It On.
Mario. And then so Mario came to me and said, hello, how are you?
I love Mario's.
Would you like to swing?
I fucked up Mario in St. Croix.
You fucked Mario, the R&B dude?
No, different Mario. Just a random Mario. He rented me a chair. This different guy.
It don't take a lot, I guess. Anybody get me to bend my knees, I'm a fuck. A chair. Thank you, sir.
A really nice chair right on the beach. Sorry.
That's how he described you.
Oh. Hurtful.
Thank you, guys.
We were in love.
And that was a black... your parents ever see any of your black boyfriends?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Because you know it's different up there in a fucking mass.
Keith,
Cape Cod over here. Motherfucking sailors and racists.
Keith came to Thanksgiving one year, and my mom took the cutest picture of us. We both fell asleep, like, on our heads, on our shoulders, on my couch.
Which Keith?
The Lucas Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Keith of the Lucas Brothers. Hysterical comedy duo. Heard of them?
And when was this? This was when he was already on TV and stuff?
He was starting to be on TV a little bit, yeah. He was probably already in 20.
I'm talking about a not famous black dude in your house. Like, don't try to give me... Oh, he's Eddie Murphy. The same. They he's love the Eddie Murphy. Bro, Eddie Murphy over there, they love him.
No,
shut up, nigga.
My dad loves black people. My dad, they started talking about basketball right away. They were best
so
friends.
Your dad loves black basketball players.
Well, he likes talking about basketball.
When the last time you remember a black person being at your parents' house for dinner?
Oh, dinner. My roommate was black in college. Her name was Crystal.
Black Crystal. I know her.
You know Black Crystal, right? Yeah. She slept over at my parents' house on Cape Cod, and me and Jane the Brain from Jersey were already awake, drinking coffee, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, where's the other one? And we're like, oh, she's still sleeping. He's like, well, wake that bitch up. we went to Nantucket, but my friend Jersey Jane was like the dumbest. I love her so much.
Who's Jersey Jane?
She's great. We were on our way to Nantucket, and somehow she got a call from her mom, and she's like, "Yeah, Ma, I don't know. Yesterday we went to like Martha's Land, and right now we're going to Kentucky." She's like, "What's
your that's your friend."
I'm like, me and Jane, we shared a bedroom, not an apartment, a bedroom. When we were sophomores in college, we would wake up in the morning and just like crack beers and start drinking.
Lord.
We were animals. We'd hand each other beers in the shower. We'd be like fucking dudes like, hey, what's up, Kara?
Just a filthy friend.
You had a nice life.
So fun.
Was she Irish as well?
No, she's Italian. James Delatana. Oh, yeah.
Two monkey people. Goddamn, we got these fucking mix. And he's fucking wops. Coming over here trying to pretend like they white. They not.
And Jew is not white. Tell them.
No, they're not.
Jew is not white. No. There's not one white person in this room except for Matt. Are you Jewish?
He's Jewish.
Oh, no whites?
No, not one white.
Refreshing.
You're Irish. Irish isn't white, it's not
baby.
White.
No.
Nobody knows the history of whiteness around here. Sweden.
My employer's
Poland.
Listening. I'm still white.
Not after that Japanese dude story.
I'm a koi fish, too.
They fought us in World War II.
I know. My God. We used to have Japanese exchange students. We'd bring them to Cape Cod where my racist grandfather lived. And he would hum, "We Remember Pearl Harbor" under his breath. Like, Kika, this is Tetsuya.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. So
he
racist.
Was still getting flashbacks and shit. You can't do that to your old grandfather.
So yeah, Kinka, RIP.
He passed away?
Of course he did.
Who killed him, Japanese?
I did. He waited for me to die. I was the last person he saw. My mom was like, no joke, Gink is like holding on, like, you need to come home. And I was like, fine. This annoying old dying person. I was like, you're getting me? And I'm trapped. I can say, bite it, Genka. Gah! But I did. I freaking hugged him. And I do feel like I left whatever little bit of a life force he had.
Yeah, you're the angel of death. You can't do that. It's like he's suffering. Will you come here and kill Genka, please?
He loved it. Like, we were a duo. We used to be really annoying in like hotel lobbies. Like, he's like an ex-alcoholic, so he would order like virgin.
And you were a current.
Yes, word. I'd be getting hammered with my Uncle Bob, too. We were all in on it.
When did you start drinking, you fucking Irish heap?
I think I went to a ballet. I was probably like 11 or 12 years old, and I had just been babysitting with my friend Jamie Chipman the night before, and we watched the Playboy Channel.
Love giving
out
niggas all government names.
Isn't that such a great name?
It is, Chipman.
Jamie Chipman. Yeah, we tried to get hammered, but we just put a little bit of 1,000 different alcohols in chocolate milk.
Oh, and
we're like nut slides. We're retarded.
Oh my god!
The chocolate milk,
right? And then put like whipped cream on it.
No.
Yeah. And then I had ballet the next day. And for a portion of ballet class, you just jump. You just jump for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
So I run out of there. I like hurl all over the bathroom. My mom is in pure denial because I smell like an old alcoholic woman, like homeless woman. And my mom's like, oh, you must have the flu. And so that, and imagine that's your first experience with booze. And I'm like, oh yeah, this stuff's awesome. I'm going back for more.
And you were 11, 12?
Yeah, but I didn't start really drinking until I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, that's good. That's responsible.
Thanks.
You took a single year off.
It's my gap year. I went to the south of France and found myself.
Yeah. You pretty loved it. Back into alcoholism.
That's early on. Adrian, when you start drinking?
I don't remember.
Was it early on, like early?
Yeah, early.
I think. And what, you had a flask back in junior high school? But,
not alcohol problems.
I didn't have a problem.
Like
I said
drinking.
Was it a problem when you didn't have it?
I don't remember. Like, I started having wine when I was, 10?
They're different.
Jesus, 10 years old.
But the glass, I mean, like drinking, like heavily drinking, maybe 18.
Wait, now, was this around your parents at 10 years old?
Yeah. I
good God most, almighty, they're different people.
That's why they're not crazy something drunk, healthy. Though, because it's like it's introduced normal. Yeah.
But this is Latino culture. For example, you're in Norway, you're at lunch. You have a glass of wine, and they think that you have an alcohol problem.
Oh, in Norway, you know. Yeah.
But then it comes like Friday, 4 p.m., and they are wasted out of their mind. Right. Because on the weekend, they go loco.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
Like 2 shots of Fernet Branca and 2 pints, and people are like,
whoa. Yeah, they go from 0 to 60 when it's their time to drink.
Yeah, and okay. I don't need to do that.
It's
I
just
don't
a think different that, way of drinking.
Yeah.
But 10 years old, your parents like this, hey, you ready to get some wine?
No, not like that. Like, I could sip something, and then I was never obsessed to try alcohol because I knew what it was, in a way.
By 15, you was finishing bottles, motherfucker?
No. Really, I was something that it came along. Like, I still, of course, that I got pissed and wasted many, many times in my life.
But when was the last time you got fucked up, and your parents saw you, son? Or just got fucked up with your boys?
My father, once I remember that I came back, was 7 in the morning already. I don't remember.
To your parents'
house.
Fuck,
I did. Yeah. And my father was awake. And he was in the hallway, and I started walking, and I tried to talk, and I cannot say shit. But I try, and he looks at me, and he goes, go to bed before your mother sees you.
The dad always bailed you out. My dad found a bottle of tequila in my car, and he's like, listen, I'm not going to tell your mother about this. And I'm like, was that the top?
What? Yeah. In your car.
That's in my fucking the back so seat, like half drunk. Ooh. I know.
What would your mother say if she would have saw it?
She would have crashed it on the floor and sliced my neck with the bottle. No, I don't know.
How old were you when this happened?
That was college. That was probably
under 21?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Only when it's fun.
Y'all got away with murder. He's getting away with murder.
Well, no, they're trying to ruin weed. Like, now when they make weed legal, it's going to be like, it's going to take all the fun out of it, smoking weed. No, now it's still like a little bit cool and fun, but it's just going to be like nothing.
Well, put some PCP in yours if you need that edge.
I heard fentanyl is really hot right now.
10 years old, that sounds young for wine.
Yeah, 10, 11, 12, but yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember being a thing.
Yeah, because you're on drugs.
Like I can do, like I have to do this, so because I was allowed.
You know? There's some of your friends, you had some friends that went hard though, I know.
Yeah, like I know some people that died. Yeah.
Like who?
A guy from high school, but I knew him from primary school.
But he was drinking too much, or just go drugs and shit?
No, doing drugs, and I think then after the talk was that he was involved in something, and he was murdered.
Oh, so he was a cool friend.
The friend that everyone wants to have.
So he totally fucked.
I mean, he sounds like the Tupac of your friend.
Yes, right? Well, they do have t-shirts with his face on. Hey. Never forget Chuck. It's time for us to wrap it up.
This flew, and I was late, and it flew.
That show went by fast. I'm going to do some pluggy plugs.
That's probably why.
Do your pluggies there, K-Ron.
Stand up and take your clothes off.
Other K-Ron. Oh. I know it's the other K-Ron. All right.
Oh, did you just give me your nickname? You fucking did.
Because it's both the K. All right. Will you
scumbag.
Stop?
Cheater.
Are you cheating on me with another daughter?
Not quite.
Do you have another daughter?
I'm tighter.
Are you fucking another daughter? What happened?
I can't argue that.
I learned how to read first. Stand up and take your clothes off is the first Sunday of every month at the Crane Theater.
Boom.
I'm going to be on the next show.
You're on the next one, right?
I am actually on the next show. I was just saying.
Are you on December or January?
I'm on the net, whatever. Yeah, December.
You said Crane or Korean?
Crane. It's right next to the new New York Comedy Club. Come see Karen Margolis on it. December 2nd, right?
I think so.
It's on, okay.
What time? Because I don't have the time right.
8.
Okay, it's perfect. That works for me.
Excellent.
Come follow me on Instagram and follow my comic, Ernest Goes to Pound Town, for highly intelligent content.
Adriel?
My website, theargentinian.com, and Instagram and Twitter, Adrian Minkowicz. Is Adrian and Mink, like the fur, Owicks. Yes. That's my thing.
Very nice. Are you Jew? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You should have led with that. All right. Wow. Okay.
He led when I'm white. So he's definitely not white, huh?
You are doubly, absolutely not white. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
That's funny. Doubly.
Sherrod, always an awesome episode, buddy.
Thank you,
John. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Karen, you were late, so.
Guys, brought Matt Heat.
I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of your listeners out there. We're doing an awesome program here at Stand Up New York called Laugh Pass. Sherrod, we have a promo code to purchase this Laugh Pass. This Laugh Pass is amazing because you're one of our favorite comics downstairs. We get to see you all the time down there. And if you want to see him all the time, too, you can get a yearly pass with Laugh Pass, and that gets you unlimited shows here at Stand Up New York and 25 clubs across the country, as well as no drink minimum. You can bring a friend for free, get a free bottle of wine. You also get a heads up when awesome new shows are coming up. So, for example, Sherrod's going to be in a great show on December 3rd with Modi, as well as
Elon
Gold. So we're really excited about that. And for all your listeners out there, we're putting out a promo code. It's promo code Sherrod, and that actually, from $159 package, gets you to a $99 package for a year-round membership here at Stand Up New York. So we're so excited about that.
Nice. That sounds really nice. K-Ron?
You can follow me always. I'm only on Insta now because I make myself scarce so that people fucking appreciate me around here. It's Karen with an E, K-E-R-E-N, Margolis on that. And you can check out my super hilarious podcast that that Sherrod just did that y'all should do though.
Yes, it was fun.
Because it's so fun, called Book Sluts with Abby Rosenquist. And we are on Patreon. We just got a new top tier patron today. Our top tier is called Frog Porn Art because I'll make you a frog porn art. If you listen to the first episode, you'll understand what it means. It's my perversion. And we're on Patreon, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And we're really funny and amazing. Book Sluts.
Yeah, Book Sluts. And don't forget, we got it November 20th. That's today. Let's be releasing today. That's today at the Comedy Cellar. Comedy nice. Cellar Village Underground.
Very safe.
We got the homecoming show. Make sure you get the tickets for the homecoming show. That's tonight. That's right. Right now, November 20th, 10 p.m. show at the Comedy Cellar. We got Nathan McIntosh, Keith Robinson, Khalees Hawkins, Lenny Marcus, and Godfrey. And some stop by. A lot of people dropping by, so you never know who you're going to see
Karen,
perform.
Definitely gonna
so
do
make sure tomorrow, 10 p.m. Today, 10 p.m.
Can't wait.
10 p.m. homecoming show. Make sure you, and then get your tickets for Monday, December 17th. That's Festivus. Ooh, that Festivus show gonna be thick. It's 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Comedy Cellar / Village Underground. And we got Pete Davidson and Ricky Velez and Tony Rock and Michelle Wolf. And oh, it's just gonna be. Just go to comedycellar.com, get the tickets, or go to smallworldcomedy.com.
Promo code KERRYN.
That's right. What? That was a fun episode. Y'all had fun?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. You racist sons of bitches.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being had. Race Wars.